We're almost a month away from the Sun Valley Film Festival. It brings great films, as well as famous movie stars, to the Wood River Valley. And this year, the festival is proud to honor Annette Bening. Yes, that Annette Bening, who on Tuesday was nominated for a Best Actress Oscar. Our Morning Edition host, George Prentice, sat down with Candace Pate, director, and Teddy Grian, the founder, to find out what else is coming to the festival this year. So let's take a listen.
I am asked time and time again about what makes this festival so unique. I've been to a few, you've been to a few. What you've learned, what people have told you over the years.
You know, George, we are really starting to hear back a pretty consistent reprise that warms both of our hearts. And that is that people make incredible friends at this festival. I think it's something about the magic of Sun Valley, the place, the size and scale of the event, the parties and the headquarter lounges and the things outside of the screenings that we program that allow kind of this really cool network of creatives and Sun Valley skiers and folks from far and wide who come together and are able to kind of really create these lasting friendships and relationships and working relationships and get inspired by each other. And that, I think, is part of why we have a really high rate of repeat visitors and, you know, have been getting a reputation for an event that people just can't miss, which we're super grateful for.
Yeah, people come here and fall in love and get married.
It's true.
We have a filmmaker returning, and then she was here when Daniel Rohr came with Navalny. They met, fell in love, got married, and then she's coming back. And her name is Carolyn Lindy. It's her first feature film. So there's a little chemistry in the air, too, on top of all of it.
You guys also bring stars. There's no way around it. The Sun Valley Film Festival has stars, from Jodie Foster to Clint Eastwood to Amy Poehler to Chelsea Handler to Josh Brolin. I could keep going. But for this year, what can you tell us? Who is stepping into the spotlight?
As the festival has grown, so has the involvement of the people in the Valley and beyond. And we had a patron who is a big fan of the festival and said, hey, we are old friends with David O. Russell.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I know David O. Russell by reputation, but you need to drop some titles for our listeners. You need to mention his films.
Well, we're going to screen Silver Linings Playbook, just as a reminder of his unbelievable slate of films. That's February 1st here in Sun Valley. It's being presented by our patrons and our founders circle. And then during the festival, we are screening American Hustle. And David's going to be there with some special guests, some that may be recognizable. And we're going to break it down. We're going to show some special scenes from the director's cut afterwards. And he's a very, he does a lot of work with new storytellers. He provides opportunities in different parts of America for people to learn about film and storytelling. And he's very much about the process. So that's truly, we see as an amazing visionary, but we also love this idea that he wants to get into it and break down his film, talk to the audience, get their thoughts. And so we're excited about that. And then our other one.
We are thrilled that we are honoring Annette Bening, hot off of her film Naiad, done by another film festival alum, Jimmy Chin. She is truly one of Hollywood's royalty, and will be joining us along with David O. Russell. We're excited.
So exciting. I was at the premiere of Naiad. Beautiful film. And some synergy there, of course. Her co-star is Jodie Foster, who has a direct connection to the festival as well.
Oh, one of our goodness. First coffee talkers, for sure. Yeah.
Wow. And the coffee talks, they are also free.
Yes. I mean, it has a lot to do how we launched the film festival. Coffee's on us, and get in line. Whoever shows up first gets in, and which you're a part of.
Without exception, they usually become rather magical. They can become emotional. They're certainly funny, but the insight and yet you feel you're in this intimate setting. It's rather extraordinary.
You're allowed to ask Woody Harrelson anything you want. And I think that Yes, yes.
And I think, and it results in everything from tears to impromptu beer frisbee games,
right?
You know, that's and everything right. in between. So I think that's, it's really fortunate that that these conversations then get buzzed about and it gets people coming back. We have a knack for delivering with your help, George.
And I am asked often how it's possible that you get who you get. I have to assume now it's based on reputation.
Well, we're getting there. I'd like to.
For sure. I mean, honestly, look, I mean, we work hard at doing this thing. We actually just got a call from NBC and they would like to bring somebody out and nice. Celebrate their duration of what they do. And we should announce that hopefully next week. But yeah, I mean, that is part of reputation. They read an article in Variety about the festival and said, wowza, could we bring out
this person
and celebrate them during the festival? And said, what a great opportunity. We'll get back to you.
It's reputation, but I think it's almost more personal than that. These folks who've attended these honorees in the past talk to their friends and to their representation, and we've got positive reports. They agree to come and it all works out. Annette is coming. She's also really passionate about an organization called Ohana One, which is actually doing some amazing work in third world countries, specifically in a short film that we're sharing in Mozambique. Doctors working on patients who've had extreme burn injuries and doing plastic surgery. This is an organization that Annette's passionate about. She's very close friends with the doctor who runs it. So he submitted the film. The film got in. Annette sort of agreed to come and be a vision honoree and also work in support of this exciting film. So it's very interconnected. That's kind of the way Sun Valley works. And it's working for us, so we're rolling with it.
You have my full attention anytime you start talking about nonfiction and documentary. That sounds amazing, that film.
It's great. It's great. And we're pairing it with two other short docs under a slate called Imagine Futures. So we've got some really great docs. We've got some really great narratives. We're going to be announcing those on or around February 1st. We gave you some sneak peeks today, but we're excited about the slate that we've got coming together.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.